Yehondaf Nun Ches Yom Ralfi on top. Can list for the reason why the Rabbanim made these three Zmanim to take off Ma'ase Beinuim was Kadesh Shetei Behemah Mitzui Lele Regolim. That she make sure to have behemoths around at the time of early regal, but you have to be able to have a behemoth to make a either for Eilish Riyo or else for a teat meat on Yom Tov. And the Yafagav, even though the Tanan we learned that Achela Gia Gurin Mutta Limchor Belishchait, even though we learned that before comes this time to take off Ma'ase Behemah, you allow teat from your animals before you take off Ma'ase Behemah. So why should anybody leave the animals around? They may shech them and eat them before Yom Tov anyway. Smur says, no, for that alone, nichale de lesavet mitzvah b'mamoina. A person himself would want to wait and not eat his animals until he first takes off Ma'ase Behemah. They have tzaddikim, like people want to do the mitzvah. So therefore, since the mitzvah to take off Ma'ase Behemah is right before Yom Tov, they won't stam shech to sell their animals way before, but they'll wait until these 2 weeks before Yom Tov, and they'll take off Ma'ase Behemah, and then they'll shecht, and then they'll sell. So there'll be plenty of animals around at the time of Yom Tov. And v'odu after that, lezvin v'lechol. And then they'll sell it and eat the meat. Yos v'ay. So Mora says, Nastam v'yamai korale goyrin. How come the Rabbanan called it a goyrin? The goyrin is used like a silon, where you have your wheat, you have your tfua. So Mora says, yes, it means to say the tivlok goyrin. That the Rabbanan now, once it comes these times, like the Mishnah said, Omach Lekas, but it's 2 weeks before Pesach, so at that time down with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat from your animals until you first take off Ma'ase Behemah. Like if you have 10 new animals that were born to you that year, so now there's a chiv like to take off the Ma'ase Behemah before you eat it. It's like Tevil, like by Tfua, you're not allowed to eat the wheat before you take off Trumas and Ma'asras. So that's why it's called a Goyrin. Now the Gemara explains, the Kama Pros, at the beginning of the Mishnah, first Shittas war, that the Bekiva holds the Shalosh Gruonis war, the Price of Pesach, the Price of Tzeza, the Price of Chag, Pras, the Shalosh, what does Pras mean? So verse says, the Kama Pras is Pirish Reb Yeis Reb Yehuda, Ein Pras Pochus Mites Vav Yom. Means like 15 days. Kitsa Pras means like half. It means half of a month. So half of a month before Pesach, that's when you have to take off Ma'ase Behemah. So verse says, that was the Pshan Reb Akiva in the Mishnah. Samura says, my mashma, what's the proof? How do we know that pras means 15 days? Amar Bavua, pras means palgo. It means half. Palgo de mai, half of what? Palgo de Hilchas Pesach. That there's a locha that 30 days before Pesach, you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach. Ki hod the tana, this that we learned, that shoyelim v'dorshin b'Hilchas Pesach, chodim l'Pesach, lamed yoyim, you start to learn Hilchas Pesach, ask questions about Pesach 30 days before. So, pras means half of that time. So half of 30 is 15. So b'kitzer, 15 days before Pesach, that's when the Rabbanim made his man to take off Ma'ase Behemah. And therefore, since most people are going to want to wait and not eat their animals before, they'll wait until they take off Ma'ase Behemah. So they'll have plenty of animals around when it comes near Anisa, near Pesach. So therefore, there'll be plenty of animals to make, bring karbonis and to eat with. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Shtei Shabbosis. He also knows that the Zman when to be Dorish Hilchas Pesach is 2 weeks before Pesach. According to him, you don't have to wait 30 days, but only 2 weeks before it's enough. So we'll see what he'll hold in our mission about when is the pras, when is the time to take off Ma'ase Behemah. According to him, it's not called the pras. According to him, Stam, it's only 2 weeks before Pesach. That was the Zman to take off Ma'ase Behemah. Now, Ben Aziam in the Mishnah says, Ben Amai says, Bechof Tes Badr. He does not stam say like 15 days before Pesach, but he says clearly, Chof Tes Badr, the 29th day of Adar. And what then he says, B'yechot B'Sivin, he says not Trois A'Sivin, but the first day of Sivin. So, but my commitment, what's the machlokes in this Shailam? It's like this, my commitment, what are the yogs, Rabbi Kiva ben Azai? Rabbi Kiva Sovar Adar HaSamach L'Nisin, that Rabbi Kiva holds the Adar that's near Nisin, is Zimnin Molei V'Zimnin Choser. Sometimes that Adar has 30 days to it, and sometimes only has 29 days to it. I mean, yeah, or 28 and 29. I mean, the Rosh Chodesh is either on the 29th day, or sometimes the Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. Therefore, it doesn't say the exact time, it just says price means 15 days before Pesach. Well, Ben Azai Sava know that Adar has Somat L'Nisan, the Adar right before Nisan is L'Yelam Chosar, it's always missing, it's always only 29 days. Hilchach, therefore, Kfil Azman, Bechof Tes Badr, yeah. Therefore, we always said this 29th day of Adar. The 29th day of Adar, that is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Like Adar only has 28 days, the 29th day is already Rosh Chodesh. In other words, from the 29th day until Tes Vav is always 15 days.
Yeah.
So that's the Machlekes. The Kiva says Adar is sometimes full, sometimes Choser, so you can't say Chof Tes Biadar. Sometimes it's like Lamed, so if we have to say Befreis, just 15 before. But according to Ben Azai, it's always a Choser, therefore 29th day, that's exactly 15 days before Pesach. Yeah, now the Mora says, that he says, yeah, B'yechot B'Sivin, how come he says B'yechot B'Sivin? How come not Pras? How come not 15 days before? The answer is, I did the loin of Fisha, since you're not going to have that many animals anyway. Like you just gave off Ma'is Beimah before Pesach. So between Pesach and Shavuos, you don't have that many animals. Not that many were born to you. Therefore, if you're going to tell me, Lekadim, Eliaser, Ademote Regal, Sharmilu. So he doesn't have that many Beimahs anyway. So if you're going to tell me to take off the Ma'is Beimah 15 days before Shavuos, so then those 15 days is going to start shechting the animals, and they only have a few, so they'll eat them up before Yom Tov. Therefore, by Shavuos, this money is on only 7 days before, like on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first day of Sivan. That's the time for Ma'aseh Behemah. That says Mishnah Bechof Tes B'Av. One man Yom says the 29th day of Av. That's this month take off Ma'aseh Behemah. Yeah. That was Ben Azai. Ben Azai said that B'Esrim Esrim Atisha B'Yav. Yeah. So now Ben Azai Latam, Ben Azai goes according to his own Tam. The Yomah, the Ben Azai himself says Ho Elulim, the animals that are born during the Chodesh of Elul is Misasrim Ifnei Atzman. They have to take off Maisa between themselves. Only if you have 10 animals born that month do you take off Maisa from it, because he has the suffix, when is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa? Is the Rosh Hashanah from Elul, the beginning of Elul, so the animals born during Elul goes after the next year, or is the Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, and therefore the animals born in Elul go after the last year? And since he has this doubt, so the animals born in Elul, you take off Maisa from them alone. So therefore he says, when is the time you should take off Maisa Beima? Like for sure, that the last day of the year, according to him, would be Chof Tes B'Yav, because after that Elul already, it's a suffix, maybe Elul may be the starting of the new year. So we can't tell you to take off Maisa then, because there will be Gzera, people think that it's still a continuation from the last year. Therefore, the last day of the year is Chof Tes B'Yav. That's like a Vadai from last year. Samura says, V'lasrinu b'yom lamed, let's say the 30th day of Elul. Samura says, no, Zimnin sometimes the Mechasrin Leili Av. The 30th day of El Av, I mean. Says, no, sometimes Av is a Choser. And therefore, the 30th will be already Rosh Chodesh Elul. We wanted to be a clear difference that everybody should know that last year's is one Din Ma'ase Beima, and the Chodesh, the new year's, is something else. So we want everybody to know, like, take off Ma'ase Beima before the new year starts. So before Elul means the last day of Av, that's when we want you to take off your Ma'ase Beima. So everybody would know that you can't mix in last year's with this year's. That's called the make a heker, to know between Chodosh and between Yosha. Now it says Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimrim, B'yechod B'Nisan, B'yechod B'Sivin. They said, no, the Zman to take off Ma'is Beima is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and B'yechod B'Sivin. So B'yechod, that they say B'yechod B'Nisan, which, yeah, why? Kev Shimon Gamliel, the Yom that he holds Beis Shabbosos, like the Zman of Hilchos Pesach was only 2 weeks. So then also, it's enough 2 weeks before Pesach to take off the Ma'is Beima. Why B'yechod B'Sivin? Kediyamorin, now we said this story before, that there are not that many animals anyway born between Pesach and Shavuos. So therefore we want you to take off the Ma'is Beima as late as possible, as close as possible to Shavuos, that you still have the animals left over. And the Chof Tes B'Elul, why does it say Chof Tes B'Elul? Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, they both go according to their own time. the armor, they both say that Biyechot B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Beimo. Now, they don't have a doubt. They say clearly, our Rosh Hashanah, that's the new year for Maisa Beimo. Therefore, it's good what they say, Choftes B'Yelol, that's like the last day of the last year, that's when they take off Maisa Beimo for last year's crop. But that's last year. And Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that starts the new year. Now, V'lom Omer, why was it said, Bechoftes B'Yelol, Yom B'Yechad B'Tishrei? The Mishnah says, like, why don't we take off Maisa Beimo Nechad B'Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah itself? So the Mishnah says, B'Vnei Shu Yomtiv, because it's a Yomtiv. Like, we'll see later the Mishnah, you have to, like, paint the tenth one red, so if we can't paint on Rosh Hashanah, so if we don't take off Maisa Beimo on Rosh Hashanah. For the Gemara, but typically, anyway, Tevinu L'Mevet HaKeru, like we said before, B'Chodesh B'Yoshan, we want you to make a difference, that everybody should know, like now it's the new year, so you don't take off Maisa Beimo from last year's on this year's. So that's why anyway that the Svarah should take off Maisa Beimo before the new year, and not wait to Rosh Hashanah to take off then, because then people may mix up and think you could mix up last year's with this year's. Svarah says true. I tell you, Choda V'yod Kom, he says one reason, and then a second reason. Choda, one reason is the Bina L'Mevet HaKeira, that you have to make a hecker. We should realize that the Chodesh V'yoshen, that you cannot take off animals from last year with this year's. So that's what has to be done before Rosh Hashanah, to know last year's are separate. V'yoyt, secondly, B'vnei Shu Yomtif. Rosh Hashanah is a Yomtif. And V'yev Shalasa B'yomtif Mishom Sikrito. We'll see later, you have to like paint the tenth one. So since you can't paint Tzaveya on Yomtif, therefore we don't take off Ma'is Tzaveim on Rosh Hashanah, but the day before. Rabbi Meir Oimer, B'echod Delol, Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Beima. Rabbi Meir Shittur is that the first day of Elul, that's the new year for Maisa. Ben Aziyam, he's Mesupik, Ben Aziyam has a doubt. He doesn't know whether you go Bosa, or like Rabbi Meir Shittur, to the Echod Delol, or do you go after Rabbi Lezer Shittur, and Shimon Shittur, to the Echod B'Tishrei. So if Ben Aziyam had a doubt, so if he says the behemoths that are born on Elul have to be Maisa by themselves. So here's the question, Tani, we learned. Omer Ben Aziyam, since it's a suffix, where Meir holds you go bosa Elul, Rabbi Lezer holds you go bosa Tishrei, so Ben Aziyah had a doubt, therefore he goes Mesafik, be Maisa there by himself. So that's the question, why? V'lech say time of the man Mestaber, like how come Ben Aziyah has a doubt? Why didn't Ben Aziyah just see which one makes more sense, like he knew how to learn, and the one that makes more Mestaber, more Svara, he should pass in that way? The Chitem, maybe you'll tell me, Lemote Koya Temayo, no? Maybe Ben Aziyah wasn't that strong in learning. Maybe he didn't know the real reason. And Rav Tani was on like this, that Ben Aziyah himself said, that Kol Chachma Yisrael Doimim Alayk HaKlipas Hashem, like all the Chomim Klai Yisrael who are tame like the shell of a garlic, meaning like nothing, like he was much greater than them. Chutz Min HaKrach HaZeh, excluding this Krach, bold one, which Rashi says means Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, he was more choshev than him. But I call upon him, you see the Ben Aziyah, he's not saying that's Gaiva here, he's saying the truth. The truth is, he was a big Talmid Chacham, he knew how to learn very good. So the kasher is, then how could he have a doubt? The Chori should have passed in one way. So the Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Mipnei Hashemua, Amru, Mipi Chagai Zechai Yimalachai. Meaning to say, that Rabbi Meir says, you go boss Elul, it's not his own Svara. He says he heard it over from the Novi. From Chagas Chayim Lach, I told him that. The same thing Reb Lezer Shimli also said he heard it over from the Novi. So therefore, since it's a Choshev and Memra both ways, it's hard to pass in one way. Tani would learn like this. B'ezet Tzad, it also means Ketzad, how is it? That Omer Ben Aziyah, the Ben Aziyah said, Ve'lule Misasun Liyatzman, that the animals that are born and join this Chodesh Elul, they have to take off Maisa by themselves. So it's like this. It doesn't really mean by itself. But what's going to be Nodoloi Hei Ba'av? Let's say this person had five animals born to him on Av. Vehei Ba'elu. And then five animals were born to him during the Chodesh Elul. Same with Starfin. He doesn't have Chiv to take off Ma'aseh Beino. Because maybe we pass him like Rabbi Meir. And Elul is the new year, so he can't put the two together. What's going to be Hei Ba'elu Vehei Ba'Tishrei? Also a Mitzdarfin. Because maybe we pass like Rabbi Lezer that Tishrei is the new year. Therefore, you can't put together five from last year, five from this year. Therefore, in these two cases, Rabbi Lezer holds the potter. But what's going to be if you had Hei B'Tishrei, Vehei B'Av, Mitztarfen? Let's say you had five animals born in Tishrei, and five animals born in Av, and then five animals, you know, Hey B'Tishrei, five animals born this Tishrei, that's the beginning of the new year for sure, and the Hey, Bav means the last month of the year. So for sure, these two are in the same year. Tishrei is the beginning of the year, and Av is the last month, so both according to Rav and according to Rav Lezer, it's born the same year, you take off Maisa. So Mora says, Kshita, what are you telling me? Of course. So Mora says, no. Madatem, I would have thought to say, Ki heicho demafsiki shonim, just like last year's and this year's, you can't put together, maybe also mifsike geronos, that's something that's born before Pesach, and some are born after Pesach, you can't put together either. So the ones that are born on Tishrei with the ones that are born on Av, since there are a lot of Yom Tovim in between, maybe you're not mitzvah after them either. It's Kamashmalon, that's the Chiddush over here, yes, the Kohen Ben Azai, the Yom Tov. And like it says in our Mishnah, really. Because it's not like we learned in our Mishnah. Chamish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, v'chamish l'yachar Rosh Hashanah em tzarfin. You have five animals before and five animals after, it's two different years, you can't put the two together. But what's going to be chamish lefnei agorin? Five animals were born before the Gurin, before Pesach, let's say. For Chamisha L'Yachar HaGurin, and five were born after Pesach. Then Harayelu Mitztarfen, then you could put them together. Because the Din of Gronis is only Midirabonin. But Midirais, it's all totally in one year. So that's the Chiddush. And even though the Rabbonins put different times, but they're not Mafsik, that if you didn't take off Maisa before Pesach, you can still put together the ones born before and the ones born afterwards and take off together. Now, Omar Rabba says, the Divrei Ben Azir, according to Ben Azir Shita, that the ones born in Elul is a suffix, whether it's the last year or the new year. So he holds, what's going to be Noldaloi Chamish Abav? The person that had five animals born to him during Chodesh Av, that's for sure last year. The Chamish Abelu, it's a suffix whether it's Mitzturf, whether it's part of last year, or whether it's in the new year. But he also had the Chamish Abatishrei, he had five born in Tishrei. So Mamonoshach, he has 10 born in one year. Like whichever way Elul is, if Elul is from last year, he has 10. If Elul is the next year, he also has 10. So what do? Is Kainzun Adir, put all 15 into one corral, Lissasar, and make sure you take off mice, to take off one of them. And V'noitel Echon Min Elulim. You have to make sure the one that comes out, the 10th one, should be the one of the five that are on Elul. Because the one in Elul for sure is Mitzturf, either to the ones born before or for the ones born later. But if you take out one from the Elul, for sure you Yotza Maisa. So you have to make sure the 10th one that comes out should be from one of these five that were born during the Chodesh Elul. For Yashar, all the other animals are Pturim, like the Manoshach. Yeah. Because I B'yechad Bela Rosh Hashanah, if you tell me that the new year starts in Rosh Chodesh Elul, so if so, then you have the Elul of Tishrei and Starfin. The five born during Elul, and the five born the next month are Mitzarif. Or the Abba, you had five born before, those up to five alone have no Chiv Maisa. Elul, my Yehud, like Rebbe Lezer Shita, V B'yechad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, if you tell me no, Rosh Hashanah is by Yechad B'Tishrei, so then here, the Av, who the Elul Mitzarifin, so on last year's Cheshbon, you had 10 born, so you have to take off Maisa for those 10. And the Tishrei, the five that are born in the new year, Peturim, the potter right now, until you mitzarif them later. My Armit, what do you want to tell me? Litzarif l'gurin, maybe you should wait with these five, and wait till you have more born later, so you put them together with the next five that are born. So Mora says, no. Echad as... Mora says, no, we darshan apostik asiri, vada yamarachmon of loy sofik. You only take off Maisa Behemah from Vadai Behemoth that didn't have Maisa taken off yet. But here, these five from Tishrei, it's a suffix, because maybe Maisa was taken off from them already. Because maybe, hold the Rosh Hashanah starts in Elul. And therefore, you had the five of Elul and the five of Tishrei, those 10. So you took off one Maisa, you already freed those five that were born in Tishrei. So even though it's only in a suffix, but it's not called Asiri Vadai. So therefore, those five are potter now from Maisa. The more pshita, of course. So Mora says, "What was the chiddush here?" No, Madatem, I would have thought to say, "Ligza duma osel lemishka mahaner kamash melon." In the case we had five born in Av, five in Elul, and five in Tishrei, maybe you should not take off Maaser altogether, because you have to be afraid. Maybe instead of taking one out of the middle five, you'll take out from the Avs or from the Tishreis, and then taking out Yotza. So Kamashman, we're not afraid when we say no, that he knows to take out the right ones. So really it's a question, how do you know, how can you choose the tenth one? We know you're not allowed to choose the tenth one. Atayis speaks out that Atayis set up Taisis, V'yein shayach lesa kan mishum lo yivakir. Either possesses lo yivakir, you can't choose the tenth one. He can't make it to be a balmum. It has to come out by itself. Atayis says, that is the one apply over here. Because you're not doing it for the purpose of saving yourself. You're doing it to be yotze for sure the mitzvah. Therefore here you would be allowed to make sure the tenth one comes from one of these five that were born in the middle month of Elul. King Rashi says the case could be like the next Mishnah, we will soon see, you could take them when they're lying down, or when they're just standing, not moving. So also then you could pick the tenth one. Yeah. See the next Mishnah says, V'yezet tzad, really means like ketzad, how is the case of Meisim? How do we take off Meisim Behemah? So, koinsin a deer. You take your 10 animals that were born to you that year and put them into a corral, a deer that has a mechitza around it. V'yeselam pesakotin. Make sure there's a small door there. And kidei shlo yeshnai mechon motzes kiachas. That two cannot walk out together, one at a time. And when each one walks out, you count them. Umaynim. Echod, beis, gimel, dalet, hey, vav, zayin, ches, tes. When they go through, you have to count each one. The one that comes out, the tenth one, soike v'sikroi. You have to mark it with a red mark, like painted red. As I said before, that's why you can't do this on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Tiv, you can't paint on Rosh Hashanah. These are not likuva, but the chil is supposed to be red. V'yayben, you say, hareze meiser. Supposed to say, hareze meiser beim, that's what you speak out. What's going to be loisikro v'sikroi, if you did not paint it red? Or else, v'loimona b'shevet. You did not count it with the shavit, with a stick. You're supposed to count it with a stick. Let's say you didn't use a stick. Or shemonim revutzim, or else let's say you counted them when the animals were lying down. Not that they're going out of the door. Or you aimed them and the animals stopped standing and you went there and counted them. Is there a yellow misaisim? But yeah, but it's also good. The chatchila is supposed to be walking out of the door and use a stick to count them. And to paint the red, the tenth one red. But if you don't do it, these things are still maisa. What's going to be hoya lo meya? Let's say you had 100 animals. For not al asara, you stand picked out 10 out of the 100. Rosh asara, you had 10 animals born that year. And for not lecha, you stand took one out of the 10. Ainza maisa. That's not called maisa. You didn't count first the first 9. You just picked out one. That's not called maisa. Even by the Evid. Reb Yosef, you do, I mean, no, maisa. But the Evid is also called maisa. So only took out one out of the 10, that's also called Maisa. What's going to be Kofat Zechad Min Amenuyin? If you start to count, they went out of the door, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, even before you made the 10th one Maisa, one of those that counted jumped back into the corral. L'teichon, Zlachar is now Harei L'Peturin. You don't take off Maisa Beimer anymore. Because the one that's going to go out the 10th one, you're not sure when it's a Suffolk, maybe that's going to be one that was counted already. And the ones that were counted already, they can't be the Maisa Beimer. The Torah says, Asiri Vadai, Vloy Asiri Sofik. So anytime you're going to have a doubt if it's really a Din Asiri or not, you don't take off Maisa Beima. See, where one of the ones that were counted jumped back into the deer, there's no way now to take off Maisa Beima. That's called Pturin. Min HaMusharin. Harel Pturin. What's going to be Min HaMusharin LaToichon? Let's say you had 100 animals, and you counted already 10, and the 10th one was Maisa Beima. Now that 10th one jumped back into the corral now. Again, so kulam yiro, you can't take any more maisa beima, because any 10th one you take out, maybe that's going to be the 10th one that was maisa ready. But you have one maisa beima in this, less than 90 left. So the answer is, kulam yiro, you have to wait, let them all pasture in the fields, achi is tov until they become a balmum, and then v'yachlo b'mum l'bailam, that's a loch of maisa beima, when it gets a mum, the owner could eat it. Tana Rabbanan, B'yezet Sad Meiser, or me again means Ketzad really. What's the case that Meiser, you take off Meiser Beima, is Koinson the deer, V'yezet the Pesach, like Mishnah says, put him into a deer, into a corral, that has a wall around it, and make sure there's a small door there, Pesach Kotin, Kadesh Lo Yiyu Shnai Michael Motzes Kiyachat. Yeah. Now what do they do? I Moisei Bachutz. What they used to do is, how did they get the animals to want to go out of the corral? Sometimes they're young animals, sometimes they're happy there. So you used to make sure the mothers were standing outside the corral by the door. And therefore, the heimim b'fnim and the animals were inside. the goyos, so the mothers outside would start screaming like for their kids, the yotzos, that would make their kids come out. The yotzos nikra simon, then the young ones would go out to the mother outside. So Mer asked the question, what do you need this for? Let us take the animals out. What do we have to make them go out like with the mother's cry? So Mer says, the yavok siv lo yishevru. So mashmal chilu, the animals should go out themselves and not that we should bring it out, drag it out. Fred the Gemara, falishtalu yiroka. What do you have to have the mother outside? Let's just give them vegetables to eat and put vegetables outside. And that will make them come out. Falifku. And they'll come out, they'll come out to us by giving them vegetables. How come we have to have the mother there? So Mer says, we want to make sure people should know the halacha that if you have a yostim, it's an animal that's mother died, b'shas was born, it doesn't go into the deer, l'saser. Or l'kuach, if you bought the animal, there's no din of nechnosim di l'saser. So therefore we have the mother outside. If the mother is outside, so the pshat is, the kid is not a yosim, and usually you didn't buy it, because if you buy the mother, usually you don't buy the mother and the kid together. So if you just bought the kid, you won't have the mother. So if we make a takana, we want always that the mother should be outside, as if to say, you only have to take off ma'isa beila if this animal was born by you. That's why you have the mother and the kid, and also like the mother's still alive. Even though avada, the p'tur yosim is only if the mother dies, b'shach the kid is born. But let's say after the kid is a few days old, even a day old, then the mother dies, then it's still mechuyif and ma'isa beima. So there is a case that you don't have a mother there, it'll still be mechuyif. But I call upon him, we want the mother there, that people should know that there is a psul by yosim if the mother died when the kid was born. Tana Rabbon, look at this. The pasuk says, kol ha'sheyavor tachas. Any animal that goes under this staff, so we darshan proper treifa shen raveris, that a behemoth that's a treifa, its leg was cut off from above its knee, so that can't walk. That does not go into the deal with sasas. No, did my sebeva on such a treifa. Then the pasuk says, "Kol sheyavor tachas hashevis, go under the staff." Is mitzvah of noisim shevet lechatchili supposed to use a staff to count them 1, 2, 3? Loimon and Beshev, let's say, did not count them with a staff. Oy Shemon and Mavutzim, let's say they were stand sitting down the animals, and you count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, till 10. Oyem then the stand standing minayin is also good. Tamlem and the pasuk says, "Who asiri kodesh mekom makom." As long as you count it to the 10th one, even though you counted them sitting down, it's also called ma'isa. Now v'yem liyelish shakarish shmei asiri. Only maybe if you call the 10th one asiri. Even if you don't call the 10th one Asiri, it's also Chal. Talmud Leima, Yia Kodesh Mekom Makom. Sifta says, as long as you counted 9, and then the 10th one is there, automatically that 10th one becomes Ma'aseh Behema. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, Hoyu Lameya, let's say you had 100 animals, but not Lasori, you took out 10, or also Lasori, you had 10, but not Lech, you took out one of them, without counting first the first 9, you just took out 1. Yochel Yehemul Sharon, as long as it took out 1 out of 10, it should be good. Talmud Leima, no, it says the word Asiri. Mashman has to be the 10th one. V'yein Zeh Asiri, that's not the 10th one, that's the first one. See, as Likuva, we hold that you have to count at least the first 9. Then the 10th one is called the 10th one. Rav Yosef Yehuda Weiman, no, Meister, he holds it is good. You just take out 1 out of the 10, that's also good. My time with Rav Yosef Yehuda, what's his reasoning? Sir, he holds like Keavua. He holds Ka'aba Loza ben Goimel. He holds Ka'aba Loza ben Goimel. The Tanya will learn like this. Aber Loza ben Goimel. He says, the Pasuk says, V'nech shavlochem truma seichem, that you can make truma with machshava. Just by thinking in your mind, you want to make truma, it's good. So Dashin, this Pasuk is, B'shtei trumas kosm. I'm talking about two different types of trumas. Achas truma gedola, by wheat, or by grapes, or olives. You have to take off truma midiraisa. So truma gedola is, the first thing you take off is truma. Midrash, any little bit is good. Midrabon, it's 150 to take off Trum Gedolah. So now, the Pasuk says, Trum Gedolah, in Lamdaf, you have to take it off with a Maisa, or with a Dibur. It's enough just with the Machshav and so on. And secondly, Viachas Trumas Maisa. Trumas Maisa is, you have to take off Maisa Rishon and give it to the Levi, 1/10. The Levi has to take off 1/10 of that and give it to the Kayin. That's called Trumas Maisa. So these two, both, Trum and Trumas Maisa, so Kishem Shah Trum Gedolah, it tells Bi'emid of Machshava, just like Truma Gedolah doesn't have a clear shear in the Raisa. Any amount you take, you just take Bi'emid, you just estimate. Or else with Machshava, you just think, the Pasuk says, V'nechshav, it's good. is af trumas meisa. Even you take meisa rishon and give it to the Levi, when the Levi takes meisa trum meisa out of that trum, out of that meisa, it's also the tellus boimid. It's not just to estimate how much the tenth is. You don't have to really measure it out. Machshava, if you just think that this side should be trumas meisa, it's also good. Now meisa kai rachmana truma. Meisa is also called truma. You see, the pasuk says, "Ki es meisa bnei Yisrael sheirimu l'Hashem truma nasati l'leviim l'nachla." So the pasuk gives the same alochas to meisa, just like by trumas meisa as a locher of machshava. So meisa also has a loch of machshava, and he holds the iskish meisa beima l'meisa dogan, that meisa beima is a hekish to meisa, take off meisa by wheat. So ma meisa dogan, this I would take off the meisa give to the Levi. Nitul boimid, you don't have to have exactly one tenth. You can estimate a tenth. Over machshava is not just a think in your mind. You want that to be meisa. Is af meisa beima. Elazar ben Gamliel holds, Abba ben Gamliel holds the same thing by meisa beima also. That nitul boimid, you don't have to mamish count out 1 to 3 to 9. Just estimate. This is the tenth one. Over machshava also is good. So that's his halacha, that you just can't say this is the tenth one. It should be meisa. That's good, even though you didn't count it. Yeah. All right, yeah, I'll stop here.